Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is 6:14 now, and I got some rain in the area. Then they're telling me it's going to clear up, but it might rain again. But then tomorrow they're saying it's going to be clear and hot, but it might rain. You know what? I think at this time of year, honestly, without tropical weather, barring tropical weather, I think it is exactly like Matthew McConaughey in that movie Wolf of Wall Street, where he say it's a wazzy, it's a woozy, fugazi, fugazi. They don't know. Nobody knows. And I think it's the same thing here, where in the summertime, there's a chance for showers. If it's raining hard, they say, oh, look, there's a cell of showers, and it could produce heavy rainfall. If it's not raining, they're saying, oh, well, it might rain later on, because that's just the way it is in summertime here. And I don't know that anything's really changed. So if it's not raining now, the only thing I can tell you is that it might rain later on. And if it doesn't rain later on, then it will after that. And that's going to be that way through October, barring any tropical weather. So I'm glad I got that's solved. David Schultz joins us now, professor of political science at Hamline University, to talk about the spending bill. How you doing, David?
I'm doing well, and I hope you're doing well, too.
I am. I see this here. I'm reading from a story here. Fox News poll found that 38% of registered voters support the One Big Beautiful Bill. And when I see 38%, I got to tell you, it goes to that's the magic number when it comes to Trump's support of his base, where it's 38%. Again, think that he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and it wouldn't matter. Am I wrong? And am I making a false connection there or not?
No, I think you're pretty close in terms of it, in terms of he's got a core base of support that's with him no matter what, whether it's the big, beautiful bill or, you know, what just happened, you know, the bombing in Iran, whatever it may be, they are core with him. But what becomes interesting also, and again, there's different polls that have looked at different things, of course, or slightly different things. If you actually start to break it down now into terms of saying, you know, what do people like or dislike about it? You know, once you start to say things like, well, do you support the idea that, you know, that this bill may, you know, raise, you know, cut taxes for, you know, for billionaires or cut insurance, you know, for you or something like that, then it becomes a little bit more interesting in terms of where it plays out for Trump supporters. But just the generic, do you support this bill? Yep, support it. I'm with him no matter what. I trust him no matter what.
But that's what I think the disconnect is in that 38%, because they do trust President Trump no matter what. However, when you ask them, how do you feel about debt and deficit? How do you feel about this? How do you feel about that? They're conflicted because they don't necessarily trust him when it comes to that, but they do trust him. So it's cognitive dissonance. So let's just support the president pretty much. Am I wrong there?
I think it is at this point. I gave a talk recently. There was somebody who, you know, some reporter asked two of us once, both political scientists, and they say, you know, why the loyalty to Trump? And this other person said, oh, it's polarization. I said, no, it's not polarization. I said, it's really a cult of personality mm-hmm. that he's really has at this point. It's just about him in terms of this attraction he has. And by the way, I'm not saying good or for bad.
No, and look, I'm getting ready to say that right now. This is not saying it's good, not saying it's bad. I'm just asking for historical context when it comes to cult of personality. Have we seen this before in this country or not?
Yeah, I think we have at some point. I think over time we've had people so devoted to who the president of the United States is, whether it's Ronald Reagan. I'm going to say it a decent past. For a while, you might have had it with people such as Franklin Roosevelt, you know, that people were just very, very devoted, you know, to that person and just absolutely loved that person. Now, it's hard to figure out at this point, if you look at 250 years, is there more of a personal devotion, uncritical devotion to Trump and previous presidents? Hard to measure or hard to tell, because 250 years of a lot of history. We don't have polling that goes back. But I would suggest, though, that this is a pretty strong cult of personality, because Trump himself, I mean, he called it right on the head a decade ago, you know, with the Fifth Avenue shooting argument or line at this point. So he knows that he's got this very devoted group of people, and you give him credit for it. You know, he knows how to work with that base to be able to move things.
And, of course, no matter what you say, somebody texted in and said, Tommy has pictures of Trump on his nightstand, hashtag obsessed. Whoever texted us in, I could list about 35 things that I have on my list that take precedent over Donald Trump in terms of me caring about. At least 30 things. So believe what you want, but I'm just trying to cover what's going on here. Let's talk about the big, beautiful bill, because what I find interesting about this is that the president has got about a year left till the midterms, right? We'll talk about this when we come back. Time till the midterms and what kind of stranglehold he's got, not necessarily a bad thing, what kind of strength he's got over Republican leaders and opposition as far as this big, beautiful bill, because it seems as though if a certain amount of Republicans, I'm just talking about the politics here, y'all, take a breath, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but in terms of the politics of it, I think if some Republicans are willing to stand up to him, then it might, in a way, be an emperor is not wearing any clothes kind of thing, where all of a sudden, it's okay, you got your 38%, but that's all you got. And then let's see what happens from here, or maybe not. I don't know. We're talking to David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University, about the big, beautiful bill. We'll also talk about the timeline of July 4th, what that means. 620, traffic now, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Somebody texted in, why do you have to apologize every time you say something positive about Trump? Same reason I have to apologize every time I say something negative about Trump, because as our guest David Schultz just told you, professor of political science at Hamline University, is a very polarizing figure. It's a cult of personality, and people hear what they want. So no matter whatever you say when you mention his name, say people get butthurt, some people get happy. So I don't know what to tell you about that. Let's talk about the Republican support, because I'm just looking at the politics of this, and it seems as though if Republicans can muster in the Senate the strength to stand against Trump on this, this could be an emperor's new clothes kind of moment where, okay, then maybe Republicans can chart their own way for the party and don't have to fall into the cult of Donald Trump. But maybe I'm reading too much into this. What do you think?
Well, this is going to be interesting because we know we have the midterm elections next year. And for both House and Senate members, there are a certain percentage of them who are vulnerable. You know, if you look at their districts, you know, if they were to vote for the big, beautiful bill, and several senators, like what Josh Hawley has pointed this out, like if they were to make significant cuts, you know, to Medicaid, for example, this is going to hurt their constituents. And we know this across the country also. And a lot of the Republican senators are looking at it saying that, listen, for two reasons. One, I don't want to hurt my constituents. You know, my job is to help my constituents, not to hurt them. And B, if I hurt my constituents, this may endanger both my reelection or Republican control, you know, of the House and or Senate. And so it's an interesting poll at this point. Do you remain loyal to your party's president? Or do you now say, gosh, I need to act in the best interest of my constituents? And that's what's going to be really fascinating to look at here also, too, is this dual poll. And, you know, dual poll, you know, between, you know, what a lot of these representatives and senators are going to do. And it really will tell us something about the future of the party in terms of where it's headed, because at some point there will be a Republican Party beyond Donald Trump. And I think the Republicans need to figure out what that party is going to look like and what it's going to stand for.
So could you make a case, I'm trying to think what the Congressional Budget Office has said about this bill, that President Trump is saying, you know what, I'm concerned about the future of the nation, not the states and debt and deficit. And the GOP senators are saying, I'm concerned about getting reelected or about my people. Therefore, I don't want to cut Medicaid or are both disingenuous, because it's still
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Contributing to debt and deficit?
Well, I'll go to your last statement first. If we look at I think the most interesting warning sign that came out in the last few weeks is when Moody's basically said we're downgrading the bond rating of the United States because of the spending that we have. And if the big, beautiful bill passes, I mean, this is going to have huge implications in terms of the debt load for the United States. And so think about this on the one level. We've got lots of Republicans and lots of us just in general who are concerned about the scope of our national debt, who are concerned about our deficit every year. And across the board, everybody recognizes the fact that the big, beautiful bill is going to have huge implications in terms of increasing our national debt, which I don't think, I'll defer to economists. Economists are saying that's not good for the country in terms of it. So where do we go? Do we go in terms, if I'm a Republican senator, for loyalty to the president, or do I say that my first loyalty is to the good of the nation, and this bill does not further the good of the nation in terms of the debt load and the deficit?
So the Republicans that oppose it are saying you're hurting my constituents and not really doing anything to address debt and deficit. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's exactly what we're hearing from some of them at this point. And the question now becomes, do they say at this point that those are more important concerns than supporting the president of the United States? And keep in mind, our founding fathers, the Ben Franklins et al. Of the world, presuppose that our system operates when members of Congress do their job. That's the whole concept of separation of powers and checks and balances. And their argument was country is supposed to come first, not loyalty to the president. In fact, your job is to check the president of the United States.
Along those lines, I just want to ask you real quick. They're going to kill me for doing this because we're late, but I only got 30 seconds. The legal mandate, whatever is needed for the president to bomb Iran, can he do that as commander-in-chief, or does he need somebody's approval for that?
He should have had permission from Congress to do that. Either the Constitution does not allow him to do this kind of preemptive attack, and the War Powers Act doesn't allow him to do that. He needed to get permission.
All right, thank you. 6:30, time for WWL First News. So that we go to Dave Cohen.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.